Welcome to a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, or ERS. Nutrition information labeling has been part of packaged and processed food marketing in the United States since 1994. The intent of these labels is to increase consumer access to nutrition information and improve their ability to make healthy food choices. At the same time, the overall diet quality for many Americans remains unhealthy, and diet-related health conditions such as obesity and diabetes are on the rise. A recent study by USDA's Economic Research Service has found that the use of these labels by consumers declined over the past decade. Specifically, consumer use of ingredient lists and information on calories, fat, cholesterol, and sodium dropped by at least 10%. This decline lends support to the Food and Drug Administration's proposal to change the format and content of food nutrition labels. Although the reasons for the decline are not clear, the study did find some trends that could inform future decision-making. From 1995 to 2005, consumers spent an increasing share of their food expenditures on food away from home, but nutrition information is not required or commonly available at restaurants or on prepared foods. The decline in the use of food nutrition labels differed across demographic groups, with the sharpest drop among those with no more than a high school education, Spanish-speaking residents, and young adults aged 20 to 29. This suggests that future nutrition labeling policies or informational efforts might best be targeted at younger adults and adolescents, those with less education, and new residents of the country. Unlike the decline in the consumer use of label information on calories, fat, cholesterol, and sodium, the use of fiber information increased by 2 percentage points over the past decade. This suggests that Americans are increasingly aware of the health benefits of high-fiber diets. For more information, visit the Economic Research Service website at ers.usda.gov. This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service.